man. It's going down. This is Donnie Houston Podcast. Sam, I'm Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest in the house representing H-Town, man. He's been putting it down, man, for a while, man. You know, and he's especially a lot in these last, I'd say probably 4 or 5 years, man, out here just doing this thing. Hey, Chucky Trill, what's going down, man?
What it do? What it do?
Chilling, man. How you feeling, big dog?
Trying to get myself together. I'm good, man. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Already, shit. What's new with you, man?
Man, just working, grinding like a motherfucker. Trying to, put this music out, man. Stay consistent, as consistent as I can be.
Yeah. You got a couple projects coming, huh?
Yes, sir. I got No Rumors coming with my brother Bands, and I got a Quartel Baby coming.
Yeah. So, man, other than that, what else you been doing, man? Just staying busy with the pandemic and
everything? Working out, you know what I'm saying, new deals, new ventures, you know what I'm saying? My manager hit me the other day, told me I had a couple movie roles, movie scripts in the email for me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just taking it one day at a time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got some shit I'm going to do with we're trying to do. I'm about to holler at DJ Chose in a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work something out with Chose. I'm just a workaholic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't even cap with you. I'm a workaholic like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
All I do is wake up and think about this music shit, you know what I'm saying? Different ways that I can solidify myself as a boss. You know, trying to help my brothers out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand my position. I got the platform, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the ticket out the hood. Not that none of my people trying to use me, but if we all got a vision and I can help my brothers, you know, come up with me to where they could be their own bosses, shit, that's how we rocking, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to lay the platform out. It's so much money. It's money for everybody.
For sure.
We ain't got to be selfish with this shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, but talk about it though, man, because I mean, you kind of been involved with music or been around it, you know, for a while, man.
My whole life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Talk about, you know, just how early. Well, first of all, what side of town were you growing up on?
Man, I grew up on the north side till I was like 13 years old. Then I ended up moving to the south side with my tea lady. My daddy had got a federal case. And I ended up moving to the south side with my mom. From there, man, it was.
but even before then, though, because your dad, he's involved with
Trinity Garden Cartel.
Trinity Garden Cartel.
On the north side.
Right.
Yeah, studio right across the street from my elementary. I went to Shady there elementary. My roots everywhere, though. You know what I'm saying? On my daddy's side, it's the north side. Well, my daddy was really. Shit, worldwide with it, but you know what I'm saying? On my daddy's side, it's the north side. I got ties with all type of OGs, and then on my mama's side, you got my cousin Cino from the Botany Boys. You got the whole Screwed Up Click era. So I was around that. I was around, it's the best of both worlds.
Hmm.
I was around both of them, you know what I'm saying? I remember walking in the house seeing my daddy chopping it up with Pimp C. You know, me and Pimp C chopping it up because we got, you know what I'm saying? I used to tell a nigga that he was my favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like at the age of 7, 8 years old. Being around my cousin Gator, R.I.P. Gator, Long Leg Gator, you know what I'm saying? Him, he taking me around, DJ Screw, you know what I'm saying? C-No them, they in the background. And my Uncle Smudge, they shooting dice with 8-Ball and MJG. And I remember all this shit. I was around this shit, you know what I'm saying? I was born in it, not sworn in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this shit.
So how early did you start kind of messing around? Like, man, you know, regular raps or freestyling or whatever you're doing?
Man, I was fucking around with it always, but I wanted to be like my daddy. So I was really doing whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah. That's more so on the street side of things, you mean?
In both ways.
Yeah.
I ain't never want to be like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I wanted to be like my daddy. Whatever he did, I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Whether that was rap, sell dope, be the biggest drug dealer. You know, my daddy was a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Still is. But it's like, that's who I watch. You know what I'm saying? That's who I idolized. I ain't have to idolize a dude on TV or, you know, a fictional character. My OG was my daddy. Mm. I watched this nigga count millions of dollars. I watched this nigga feed a team. I watched this nigga run an organization. I watched a whole bunch of people fold on him too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so everything that glitter ain't gold, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put yourself in different, you know what I'm saying, situations where you have to take L's in order to win, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't understand it, but it ain't for them to understand. It's like, fuck them. Hey, excuse me right quick.
Go ahead.
Hey, give me some more. give me some more, brother. Yeah.
So he gets locked up. So you said he got locked up when he was, what, 13, you said?
Who? My daddy got locked up.
Yeah.
He got locked up when I was like 13.
Okay. So at that time, you moved to the South Side, and you say that's when it kind of really got, live for you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's where we jumped out the porch at. That's why I got it in it.
What part of the South Side y'all come to?
Man, Edgebrook, 45 South. My mama originally from Cullen Airport, so, you know, I got ties in South Park too, but Edgebrook, 45 South, it was going down.
Yeah. So what school you going? What school was that over there?
Man, I had South Houston, I had Delvitt, I had Houston Ken Academy. That's where I went.
Oh, Houston Ken. Okay. Yeah.
I was fucking up in school. I went to Houston Ken Academy.
Hmm.
Middle school, elementary through middle school, though, I was on the North Side, Shadydale, Kirby. I was supposed to go to Forest Brook and Smiley, but I ended up moving. I love all my people.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world, because it's like, you know, so many people, you could touch so many lives, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people that could actually say, like, man, I know Chucky. I know Lil Chucky. Now, that nigga real one. That nigga certified. They authentic. I know Lil Chucky. Yeah, so that's why I wouldn't even trade it for nothing in the world, because I'm the same nigga everywhere I go. Back then and now, you know what I'm saying? Same little nigga. I just want to be fly and talk my shit, pop my shit.
Yeah. So when you so you get to middle school, I mean, what is it that influences you to more so get into like streets or whatever? Because your old man gets locked up, you don't think like, man, you know, shit, I ain't trying to get locked up. Or...
Nah, I ain't going to lie to you. It was just the circle, you know what I'm saying? Like,
influence.
Yeah, like, it was more so like, shit, everybody that I was hanging with pretty much was going through the same shit I was going through. And that's fucked up when you think about it, like, single moms, you know what I'm saying? Daddy gone, either daddy ain't in a nigga life, or, you know what I'm saying, daddy in jail. Shit, we trying to figure out what we gotta do to survive. We at school, we thugging, you know what I'm saying? These little females bopping.
Hmm.
We trying to figure out life, you know what I'm saying? We done made us a squad. Nigga fuck with us, they gotta fuck with all us, you know what I'm saying? So, and it ain't even that a nigga was trying to build a team or army, you know what I'm saying? It just, that's what was going on, you know what I'm saying? We was a clique of partners, you know what I'm saying? We was a clique of friends that had a lot of shit in common, you know what I'm saying? And we clicked up, we, you know, ganged up, however they want to call it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it really, like I say, shit, it's really in us, not on us, you know what I'm saying? Niggas want the best out of life, but you know, mama can't afford it. So she, nigga, either gonna go hustle for it or take something. I was with the hustlers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a couple, you know, Jack Boy stories, but I'm a hustler. I don't believe in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Me and my niggas was getting it in on the block. Yeah. We was tearing shit up too, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was most definitely tearing shit up to where, you know, people didn't want us to come to parties or nothing like that. They was like, hell no. Nah. Don't invite the brat boys. Fuck no. Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
Them niggas can't come fuck with us. Them niggas gonna shoot some shit up.
So that's how you into in high school. No music. You ain't fucking with no music or nothing like that.
I probably did them dab.
Yeah, but that wasn't the focus.
I mean, My freestyle game was always impeccable. You know what I'm saying? But nah, people knew me for rapping too, but nah, like I did and dab. I wasn't doing nothing serious. I caught myself being with, you know, a couple little groups trying to see what was going on, but yeah, nah, I wasn't. I ain't put my all into the music till I got locked up.
So when did you get locked up?
I got locked up in 2000, the beginning of 2008, the end of 2000, no, yeah, 2008.
So how far are you out of high school by this time?
I'm in high school when I catch my case.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I'm in high school, man. I mean, we can talk about it now because, you know what I'm saying, nigga done got in trouble before, but, man, I'm in high school. I get a text. Man, these niggas, they looking for you. The police looking for you, but the niggas saying they gonna get at you. Man, I call my mama, tell my tea lady what to do. Man, my tea lady flipped the mattress back. She done went to the stolo. She done went to the trunk. She done got everything for me and met me at school with my artillery. Me and my partners. And my partners can vouch for this. I'm talking about my mama bring it up there to me. Yeah. Mm. Ain't nothing about to happen to her son. We already got a rule in my family. Rather get judged by 12 than carry by 6 any day. Pop that bitch. However it go. Yeah, you know. Not saying that I'm glorifying anything that didn't happen in my past, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't want that shit to happen to me at all, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Come correct or shit. The consequence that come with it. And I ain't glorifying nothing that I done done. But come correct, you got to feel the consequence that come with it. It might not even come from me. It's a lot that just come behind me, you know what I'm saying? Cartel baby in real life. Like, my old man was so respected. So it's a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying, that fucked with me as a baby. That still got natural love for a nigga right now, that wouldn't want to see nothing done, harmful done to a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And it's niggas that I call my brothers that believe in me, that feel like I say, I'm the ticket out, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that nobody is misusing me. I got a quote where I say, it's all right to use a nigga, just don't misuse a nigga, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't be used, you're useless, I say it all the time, yeah. It's the misuse that you don't.
Unless I lie you, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I'm here for a purpose. I'm here to get my brothers out of poverty. I'm here to get my niggas out the hood, off the block. Man, one of my partners, we riding in the car the other day. He just leave the store or whatever. He get a phone call 15 minutes later that his partner just got hit with the Draco. At the store that they was just at, they gunned him down, bust all his face, split his arm, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I seen the pain in my little brother's face, like, damn, like, that shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we ain't trying to get my people out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga didn't live that life before. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga that went through trials and tribulations. I ain't got shit to prove to the industry. I done went to jail already. Not even that I wanted to go, just the circumstances that I had to go. You know what I'm saying? But man, nah, nigga trying to do way better. I got people really depending on a nigga. My mama depending on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I care what people think about me, so I want to be the nigga that, honestly, like, if I was the black sheep or the family, or if I was the troublemaker, I want everybody to look at me and be like, that nigga changed his life, that nigga really made it. That nigga, his daddy, son. My daddy, the type of person, he gonna do whatever he say he gonna do. That's how I rock. Mm.
So when you were, man, okay, so how many years were you facing when you got locked up?
Thirty-five years.
No shit. How'd you feel when they hit you with that shit?
I was scared. Gonna lie to you, I ain't know what to think. I was a young nigga facing 35 years, man. I ain't. If a nigga tell you he wasn't scared, he lying like a motherfucker.
For real. At that time, nigga ain't lived 35 years.
Far from it.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't know. Nigga really ain't know what all that time mean. Can I have a lot of brother? Nigga ain't even know what all that time meant. For real, just being honest. Damn. Hold on, this might be an emergency, but it ain't. Hey, I'm in the middle of a podcast. What's going on? I got you. We can run it back, my bad. What was it? Yeah, the 35 years thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, 35 years, bro. I faced 35 years. I was fucked up. I ain't lie to you. Young. I ain't know what to think. I ain't know how it was going. Move, nigga. I was doing something. I ain't know how it was going to go. I ain't know shit. They ain't even give me no bun. They said I was a flight risk because I was on the run for a couple months. I ain't turned myself in. And they ain't even give me no bun. That's why now, anytime I get in trouble, I'm popping them bitches. Popping buns quick. I don't even want to see the flow no more. I be telling my people, man, Come on, y'all know what's going on. Come get me. That's really it.
Yeah.
When they finally came down to the 8, though, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
That was the plan anyway, for me to do anything single digits. I knew I was fucked up. I knew I was dead wrong. You know, like the person that was supposed to be in on the setup had ended up folding on me. You know what I'm saying? It's a long story. Small ass shit, but you know how that shit go. But then when you young, you don't expect people. When you doing dirt, you know what I'm saying, by yourself, you know you can't tell on yourself. But when you doing dirt with people that haven't even lived life yet. Yeah, haven't nobody lived life, but we all young. You gotta know, man. I know some niggas gonna stay loyal, but a lot of people gonna, they life gonna flash before their eyes. Yeah, yeah.
So then you got it down to 8, and he was like, all right, cool, I'll take that 8.
Yeah, I could spell 8. I couldn't spell 10. I couldn't spell 11, 12. I could spell 8. Their first offer was 35, though.
God damn.
Yeah, I went back to the cell. I just put my head on my head like, damn, 35 years? Like, it got to be another type of way. And I can't even cap. And this, I'm going to really speak like some real shit because I really don't even talk about this type of shit. I talk about it in my music a lot, though, but ain't nobody really got too deep into this type of conversation with me in an interview. I'm going to say this. When I was facing that 35 years, like I found myself reading the Bible real tough. You know what I'm saying? Like talking to God. My uncle showed me like a verse. I think it's in the last book of the Bible, which is Proverbs, right?
What's the last book of the Bible? Proverbs?
Revelation.
I'm tripping. And it's like what he say, it's like it's a verse where it's basically saying like God gone, you know what I'm saying, place you in jail. It was for 7 days he placed somebody in jail, but my 7 days was 8 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you walk that shit off, you come out and you know what I'm saying? You strive to be a better person. And that's what I took from the Bible. You know, people read different things, how they read different things, you know. But I battle with that still to this day. Like, when everything going good in my life, I don't even pretty much talk to God. You know what I'm saying? And then when shit go bad, I be like, God, please help me. God, God. But I really need to stop that, though. Because, you know, I'm better than that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's natural, though. I think everybody to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna say I'm better than that. I know better than that.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to talk to the big homie all the time.
Yeah.
Because without him, I wouldn't be having any blessings in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's him. Then when shit going good, I don't say nothing to him. I just be living life, having fun. But sometimes I gotta slow down and just thank the big homie upstairs. Like, yeah, appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's why I think my fans fuck with me like they fuck with me. Like, I keep it real. I don't bite my tongue. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I try to keep it 100 as I can. Sometimes. I'm an open book in my music. Some of my people get mad at me like, damn, bro. Don't say that shit. Like, damn, that's how you felt? Not even that, you know what I'm saying? That nigga just be being an open book, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what you, so what inspired you once you got in there, you know what I'm saying, to say, like, you know what, I'm finna focus on music, man?
Music is therapy to me. It's therapy to me. Like, I always knew I had the gift and the gab. Don't get me wrong, like, I always fucked with the music, you know what I'm saying? But just taking it seriously. Like, I ain't taking serious till I got locked up. Now I started getting all these tattoos in my face and all that shit. I'm like, I was going to college and everything down there. Like, I was trying to do the right thing, but it's
Was it tough for you to be locked up down there?
Hell nah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to be away from your people, but when you a natural survivor, nah. Yeah. You gonna run into some hard times, you know what I'm saying? I think one of the most hardest times for me was when my favorite auntie died. I couldn't go to the funeral, I couldn't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? And like, out of all my aunties, she the only one that used to come see me. She the only one wrote me, cared about me to even, you know what I'm saying, see how a nigga doing. And she died on a nigga. Like, that was fucked up. I was mad at her for dying. Like, I was fucked up. Like, this my baby. Like, that was my second mama. Like, my daddy used to whoop me. Like, everybody scared of my old man. She wasn't scared of that nigga. She wasn't scared of that nigga at all. She'll stand up. Yeah, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up. But this some good shit, though. Shut your punk ass up. Yeah. I mean, this mode where that come from.
Yeah. So, okay, so you get out, you know what I'm saying? Is your plan like, all right, I'm finna rap. When I get out of jail, I'm rapping.
Yeah, I knew what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
I came up with my logo and everything while I was in jail. I knew what I was gonna do. By this time, my last 4 years, because that's when I decided to rap, like my last 4 years, because the top four, I was, you know, adapting, I'm growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm figuring out life, trying to figure out shit. I'm watching my surroundings, I'm learning because I went to jail as a, you know, I'm still in high school. So now I'm growing up, chest getting wider, mama getting older. Shit, I'm kicking it with the OGs, I'm kicking it with some young G's. My last 4 years, I'm like, this is what I'm gonna do, fuck it. I knew I already had the gift and the gab, but I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna turn up. So, me and my brother Kid, Lil Runo, we came up with the Cash Committee while we was in jail. Family first, fuck friends. And, you know, I came up with the whole logo, with the whole CC with the M behind it. Cash Committee Music. I just stuck to it everywhere I went. I'm telling niggas, like, yo, WCMG, nigga, watch when I get out, nigga. Watch when I get out, nigga. Watch when I get out. I'm telling all my niggas, watch when I get out. They telling me, like, hey, bro, speak for the niggas that can't speak. Speak for the niggas that ain't got no voices, bro. Like, Speak for us, nigga. We repping with you, nigga. We gonna hold it down for you. And that shit keep a nigga going, too. That's why every time I run into Skylar from Damage Control, she tell me somebody that wrote me or somebody that mentioned my name. Or, man, y'all play some new Chuck E. Cheese. So, yeah, that be, you know, keeping me going, too. That keep me motivated as well.
Yeah, has it been a what's been some of the things you had to learn, like adjusting to being like, man, all right, now I'm an artist and just the business of it and that whole nine? Because, I mean, it's one thing to rap, but then when you talk about, man, I'm finna be a rap artist and I'm finna get into the music business,
man, that's just a whole nother thing. Just being a boss. My biggest thing with my people was me being a boss, like me not working for nobody, me not needing nobody else, me not worrying about what the next nigga doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I came in the game with winners. Like, everybody in my family, or I'm gonna say everybody in the cartel, then either been a millionaire or been around a millionaire, or damn near 100,000 now, you know what I'm saying? However it goes, them niggas was rich. And them niggas lost for me. They lost for me without even knowing they lost for me. So now when they tell me what to do or how to do it, I take their advice, because them niggas winners already. Them niggas know what it feel like to lose, win. And I didn't watch, I watched it with my own eyes. So, yeah, I'm going to learn how to win. Then, you know, people going to always say, oh, man, you a carbon copy. You want to be your daddy. Nigga, that's my OG. That's my bloodline, nigga. Who wouldn't want their son to be like them? You know what I'm saying? Whether that's for good or for bad, you know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't work hard so their kids wouldn't have to do the things that they did, nigga? Who wouldn't want their kids to look up to them? If you don't want your kid to look up to you, nigga, you need to change your life. If that's the case, if you want your child to look up to another nigga or idolize another nigga, another man at that, you know what I'm saying? Whether I say for good or for bad, you know what I'm saying? Hell nah. Yeah, no. Same thing with my kids. When I, you know, shit, I want them to idolize me. Man, my daddy did it this. He did this. He started this business. He did this. And he was a fuck up. They label me a menace to society. That's why I couldn't make parole or nothing like that. So now to be out beating the homeless, you know, playing flag football with the kids, you know, donating food to, you know, different shelters. Yeah, I feel good about that. Yeah, because society said I was a menace. I ain't even a menace. I'm just a protector. And I'm not to be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, eye for an eye, bang for a bang. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Miles Rock.
Yeah. What's the goal for you, man? You know what I'm saying? What's the ultimate goal for you?
The ultimate goal is, you know, just to be wealthy. Wealthy out the shit.
Generational wealth.
How you say it, brother?
Generational wealth.
Generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like, to have, I want my kids to, you know, be able to eat off this shit. Like, rap just a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? Like, rap just gets your face out there.
It's just a tool.
Yeah, rap just gets your face out there. Nigga ain't trying to rap forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't got to be seen, but I know my mama, she like the old folks home type stuff, the home health care type things. All right, let's get her a house where she can get her 6 patients in that motherfucker. I know the government gonna pay. I'm just a silent partner in it. My little sister, she like babysitting. We gonna go open up a daycare over here. My brothers, they like shooting and playing with guns. We're going to get them a gun range or a tactical stuff where they could do what they want to do. My other brothers, he tint windows and shit like that. He want a car lot. My other partner, he do this. That's the type of shit I'm trying to do. I just want to be a silent partner in a lot of my people's shit. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be the reason. Not even saying that I want somebody to say they need me. I just want to feel like I need that for my people. Yeah. I did that for my people. Like, nobody else had to help my people. I stuck to my word. Because they supported me. Because I need them niggas support. Like, all the times we go on the road, you know what I'm saying, we walking through the mile, the people, the outsiders seeing the entourage. But nah, my niggas got lives, they got wives, they got kids, but yet they right here with me walking through the mall while I look like the superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell nah, I'm gonna take care of my niggas. Cause I need them niggas too. I need them niggas right now in this moment while I'm hot. And then when shit, even while shit bubbling, you know what I'm saying? Some of my niggas wanna rap, some of my niggas wanna, some of my niggas wanna play basketball, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I make sure all my people satisfied, you know what I'm saying? The ones that stuck down with me.
Yeah.
If you ain't fucking with me now, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you. Yeah, we doing this shit by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? When you still see my day one niggas around me that's eating and them niggas looking good, don't ask yourself why. Man, why? Nah, man, you should have stuck to it. Cause I'm showing every nigga that's around me how it's capable. Man, I've been home going on 4 years. Each year I done progress, you know what I'm saying? By 2018, I was under Boss Life Management with Heavy and Rico. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing what I got to do. 2019, I'm with Bonafide Management. Me and Bun B got the same manager now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm showing my niggas, if you stick to it, if you stay down, that's how you going to come up. I'm showing my niggas, I'm cashing royalty checks. I ain't on the block. I'm cashing royalty checks. These diamonds come off my talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we going up and I'm showing my niggas, hey, I got the keys. I'm showing y'all this is what we're going to do. Just stick to it. Bear with me. And we're going to get to it, bro. Just watch. Now we just got to get the people attention. You know what I'm saying? Once the world tuned in and they scheming with us, it's over with. I don't know that nigga talking that shit. That nigga really come from it. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
And I don't care about the politics. You will never hear me complain about no radio play. None of that, because the streets got me. The streets got me. That radio going to come later. Or when the money come and I can afford to, you know, put radio into myself. Hey, I'm investing into myself. It's coming, though.
Hell yeah. Man, dog, I appreciate you coming through, man. You got anything before we get up out of here? Anything else?
Yeah, nah, man. I just, you know, keep grinding, stay consistent. Like I said, Cartel Baby on the way. No Rumors on the way. Me and my brother Bands. The first thing off of that is COVID State of Mind. We just shot a video for that like two Fridays ago. This week, Thursday. I just about to turn up all these people out 2021, 2022, however you like. I ain't here to play. I'm here to, you know, grind. I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
And I ain't in nobody's lane. I'm in my own lane. I don't care who the best is. I ain't trying to be the best. I ain't with none of that rap shit. None of that rap shit. I'm in the studio. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't fuck with me, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about you. It's point blank like that. Like, I'm an approachable nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool than a bitch. It's penitential rules in effect at all times. You know, you're going to give respect to give respect. I'm walking in the room. I'm speaking to everybody. I'm a good vibe until I'm just rubbed the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But you got some of them niggas that when you meet certain people, they just naturally angry or they naturally...
Yeah.
Man, I don't like that nigga for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Fuck you. That's how I feel. Right. You ain't gonna fuck with me. You ain't gonna do nothing to me. I'm chilling. Yeah, you better chill. You know what I'm saying? That's how I am. Life is just slow boogie for me. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I watch everything, watch my surroundings, respect everything, and just try to live an honest life. You know what I'm saying? Because I know... It ain't nothing to be tricked out your spot.
That's a fact.
Quick.
That's a fact.
Quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Death or jail.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Trick you out your spot quick.
That's a fact. Well, man, you want to get your social media out, man, before we get up out of here?
Oh, yeah. They can follow me on Instagram at Chuck and Trill Official. You can follow me. I just made me a Twitter today. I don't even know.
Just not getting on that Twitter?
Man, I'm just not getting on Twitter, man. Don't do me like that on camera. I just got, you know, I'm still adapting to the world.
Hey, I've been home 4 years, man. Give me a break, man.
Yeah,
nah,
I'm still adapting to the world, man. Nah, but y'all just got a Twitter today. Somebody told me, like, shit go viral on Twitter first, then they make it to Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram been popping, so I need to start popping over here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just different little outlets. You know, I'm really in the streets with it too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere I go, somebody asking me for a picture or do I rap or, you know what I'm saying? I was at Walmart the other day, some lady was like looking at me. Are you a rapper or something? Yeah. I just bust out laughing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess they're not used to seeing, you know what I'm saying, a person walk around. I don't mean this in no cap way, you know, because, you know, I always keep, you know, pressure with me or somebody around me, but I walk around with my jewelry on, you know what I'm saying? I'm humble, I talk to people. Now, I done been in situations where I done felt threatened too, though, but, you know, so I made it out of them situations. Thanks to the big homie upstairs, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm approachable. Yeah. I fuck with everybody. So y'all see me fuck with me in the city, man. Out of your city too, out of town, fuck with me. We grinding.
All right, that's what it is, man. We should check your trail. Donnie Houston, it's Donnie Houston Podcast, man. We up out of here.
Before we get up out of here, though, what you got going on? Let me interview you right quick.
Shit,
what
man.
What you got going on? Like, what's your goal with this whole podcast? Yeah,
man, you know, I don't want to say that on camera, man, because you know what I'm saying? You be telling people your goal, and them motherfuckers be trying to block you.
We ain't going to say the goal. Just say your mission.
You know, it's just about continuing to grow, bro. You know what I'm saying? Continuing to grow has been... It's been growing organically, you know what I'm saying? I just want to continue to grow.
You would put this on Spotify or anything if they come want to pick
yeah,
you up?
Yeah, somebody come for the deal. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. Shit, and then I'm still DJ. I'm still producing shit, so, you know, all that shit. So
We need to link up on some tracks and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm rocking with you anytime you need me or anytime I got something going on. I'm going to make sure my manager hits you and, you know,
actually, and shout out that boy Bone, man. I fuck with Bone, man.
Shout out Bonafide Management too, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's what it is. Well, hey, man, check your trill. It's Donnie Houston Podcast, man. We up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Donnie Houston.